Previously on Algoa FM.
I'm Jeff Muloya, looking at Team South Africa selected for the France Games that start on the 26th of July. We talk about Akani Simbini, Wade van Niekerk. We ask difficult questions about development in South Africa. But we begin by talking about young Benjamin Richardson just after he raced to a time of 9.86 seconds in 100 meters. Note, this was before Akani himself clocked that time in London on Saturday. 20th July, Musibidi Whitehead is a multiple comrades finisher.
Just a bit of trivia for me, but that 986 is also the great Frankie Fredericks' personal best over the 100 meters. So that tells you how fast the young man has run. And he also broke 20 seconds for 200 meters running 19.99. He has been coming up for a while. He is already world champion at the junior level. You remember that 4x100-meter relay team that won the under-20 championships when they were staged in Nairobi just a couple of years ago. He was part of that quartet. So now he is stepping up to the senior ranks, is Benjamin Richardson, and just at the right time. I think for him, it's not really about his individual performances at the Olympic Games. He will look to maybe get through to the semifinals of his individual events. The 200 is what he qualified for. And then the 4x100-meter relay, because remember, when South Africa qualified at the World Relays in May in the Bahamas, it was Simbini, Benjamin Richardson, Bradley Mkwana, who also trains with Richardson, under Paul Goris in Poch, and then the fourth one being the youngster, the boy from Katlehong, Bayanda Walaza. Uh-huh. Excellent Bayanda Walaza. He is only 18 in Kuro. And he will be part of that relay team alongside the likes of Sean Maswanganyi, based in the US and coached by Carl Lewis. So we've got some options in that 4x1. And of course, you can also count Wade van Niekerk as well. So I think the 4x1 relay is strengthened by the way that these youngsters in particular have been running over the last 3 to 6 months.
How is Akani Simbini? We've been talking about this guy now for the better part of the last decade. How is this still running even faster? I think he's clocking some of his fastest times this year.
So he's been running quite well. He's been running quite well without necessarily running the times that we saw him producing in maybe in 2021 when he took the African record for a while. But he's been running the 9.9s. He hasn't gotten down to 9.8 yet. Maybe he's saving that for the Olympics. I think the main thing about Akani Simbini is that he's been winning races, right? Mm. Even though some of them have been a little bit untidy, dogged, he's had to fight to the finish line, he's been winning races. He only suffered his first defeat just last week when he came third there. So he's in the right kind of mental shape as well. And what's changed with him is that now he's a father. We don't call him Akani anymore, Ngutata. he was recently married to his forever yena. So he's someone who's matured, and it's now or never. After reaching Olympic finals in 2016 and again in Tokyo 2021, this is the time for Akani to get a medal, because if he misses out on this opportunity, one doesn't think that another one will come soon in LA. Mm. So this is the time. He's got the form. He's not injured. He's confident. He just needs to produce, get through the rounds. And when he gets into that final, he needs to relax and run his best race.
Okay. Now, somebody who's been there, but, didn't have a very good last, I'd say, even 8 years, Wade van Niekerk. And he's now coming back in the 200 meters instead of 400.
Precisely. I mean, I think, I watched him at the national championships earlier this year in April in Pietermaritzburg in Sunduzi. And he looked okay without being amazing. Even then at the national championships, he didn't run a signature event, 400 meters. He ran the 200 meters. I think for Wade van Niekerk, without casting any aspersions on all his great achievements, his best years are possibly behind him. The Wade van Niekerk we saw in 2015, 2016, and 2017, before that terrible knee injury, is unlikely to come back again. He really has been struggling, especially when it comes to an Olympic Games where you need to run 3 races, you need to get through the rounds and get to the final. The workload of a 400 meters does not allow him to run at his best. And so it was no surprise that when the whole Adams saga played out and ASA withdrew Adams from that Olympic team, that Wade van Niekerk then shifted to the 200, because with the 200, It gives the team options in terms of using Wade for both the 4x400-meter relay and the 4x100-meter relay, as the rules dictate. So I think for Wade van Niekerk, this Olympics is no longer about Wade, but about the team. He will be there to give his best in a relay and be asked to do some work in the 4x4, where South Africa have a real chance of getting a medal, and also the 4x1, if he can maybe help them get through some of the heats.
Yeah, and maybe if he's lucky, he can have that dash that... it was at the World Championships when Mulaudzi just came out of nowhere, nobody expecting anything from him, and he just dashed and won it.
The late Bulat Mulaudzi, going back to 2009 when he won that world title, and no one was expecting, thinking, he's old now. And there we go, he did it. So perhaps Wade can do it on experience. But the main thing here is that because of that injury, he just hasn't been able to get back to his full best. And the problem with the Olympics, the challenge with the Olympics, as we saw from the World Championships last year, is that when you get through the rounds, that final round can be taxing. And last year he was last in that final, and he just looked tired. He had a very good semi-final, but come time for the final, he looked tired. And I think that is the main issue, that his body has taken quite a beating over the years.
Let's switch to the women now, Musi. And I'm hearing that we have the fewest number of competitors in the women's since the Barcelona Olympics. That was in 1992. Who can we realistically look at there? Obviously, the people's favorite will always be Gerda Steyn.
Exactly. Marathon. Mzansi is about marathon. Marathon. In terms of our female athletes in the marathon, Gerda, Yvette Van Sail, who is going to a fourth Olympics now, as well as Sean Oldno, who is just making her Olympic debut. I think the best that we can realistically hope for is maybe Gerda, if she can do really, really well. She was 15th last time in Tokyo. She will be there and thereabout. It's Hilia. It should suit her more. Same thing with Yvette and Sean. So if we can get perhaps one of them running in the top 10, that would be amazing. But I don't think anyone really is expecting any of them to run a top 5 or a podium position there. In terms of the track athletes, yes. Things aren't looking as rosy as they were some years ago. We are struggling to recruit young girls into the sport and keep them into the sport. Mm-hmm. If you go anywhere, even if you go to Mthatha and watch cross country, I beg your pardon, you'll see lots of young girls participating from the ages of 7 to 13. But once they hit the teenage years, we seem to lose young girls from the sport. And so those are the critical years in terms of development of those who will then go on to become your good university athletes, your professional athletes. It means that now we have Miranda Kutsia hailing from Rustenburg, who comes from the same stable as someone you remember, Tsulufela Tipe. Mm-hmm. She's there and she has qualified in the 400 meters. Miranda Kutsia is also the African champion this year. Then we've got some decent 400-meter hurdlers, Jeanne van der Walt, and also Rugail Josephs. But the 400-meter hurdles, we've been seeing what Sydney McLaughlin has been doing. We've been seeing the likes of Femke Bol. So for them to get to a final would be amazing. But I think a semifinal is possibly what we can expect. And then in terms of the short sprints, well, there hasn't been much on offer. You're looking at the 400s. You're looking at the 400-meter hurdles, where South Africa enjoys quite a lot of depth. And then we've got Prudence Sekgoyisho going in the 800s, they call her Mujaji, originally from Limpopo, now living and training in Pretoria. I think she has a very realistic chance, having won a Diamond League race in good form this year, of getting to a final, and possibly is South Africa's only hope of an outside medal. What do you call an outside medal? That bronze medal that someone has to fight for in a slowish race, sure, where it's all about heart and determination. I think she could maybe pick that one up. And then the other athlete who's in very good form this year is Marionne Faurie, 100-meter hurdler, recently broke the SA record, her own SA record. And I think her as well, a final, and maybe if the race is a bit slow, she can be in that fourth, fifth, or luckily that third position. So those are the ones we're looking at for our women. And no one picking their hand up to say, I am a medalist, but maybe we get lucky and get one or two fourth or fifth places and maybe one bronze.
So basically, Musi, from what you're saying, that second week of the Olympics when track and field events take place is possibly going to be a rather depressing one for us.
Well, not depressing, but I think for me, it's not about medals. It's about the athletes doing the best that they can. What would make me happy is to see many, many of those athletes who are semi-finalists working hard to get into a final. Mm. The likes of Botsepotsi, the 1500-meter man, he was close at the World Championships last year. Can he convert that nearly semi-final into a final and go against the likes of Jakob Ingebrigtsen and others? The same thing with Ryan Mphahlele, Munna wa Thembisa, and all these athletes that are kind of there. Let's get them into the final. And once they get into the final, then we can start dreaming about LA 2028. But I think the most that we can look forward to in terms of medals at this Olympics in Paris is really Akani Simbini has to get one. If he doesn't now, then he's missed the opportunity. And then the relays, either the 4x1, maybe a bronze, but the 4x4 is quite strong. And they should feel that if they can get through the heat successfully without any injuries
and not make mistakes,
come the final. Yeah. And that's exactly why, because the 4x4, there's less room for, I mean, you're less likely to make a mistake. It's not like the 4x1,
yeah,
where the changeovers are so technical and precise. So the 4x4, you've got Wade van Niekerk, you've got Lyle Pillay, the young man who went to King Edward's here in Johannesburg. He's running 44 seconds. We've got Zagitinen from KZN. He's running 44 seconds. We've got Gadir Isaacs, a former national champion. And we've got one or two others to get them through the heats. Tim Kulu from the Free State and others. So with those guys, if they can get to a final and then you have your best four running a good, solid race in the final, then a bronze or even a silver is possible for them. And I think we could walk away from this Olympic Games in terms of track and field with at least one, because Akani must deliver.
Yeah.
And then if things go really well, 2, 3, or 4, and those 2, 3, or 4 would be a relay medal, and then someone like a Prudence Sehodisho or a Mario Nefori working hard and getting a little bit lucky and winning that bronze medal.
Yeah, well, just one point that needs to be made, though. We've got this new minister. He seems to have a lot of energy, and you were talking about development not being done well. A lot of good athletes, especially black girls are missing from track and field. And I don't know, it's a failure of the school system or whatever, and each new minister comes in and talks about school system. We've only had Caster Semenya in in the last almost 2 decades now. This is something for Minister Gate McKenzie. He talks big, and it's time to put it into action.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, realistically, I don't think there's much that Minister McKenzie can achieve in terms of that very big challenge alone. It's something that requires deep systemic change in South Africa because it is a societal problem. Let's just keep it real for a second. One of the main reasons why we lose young black girls to the sport is the conditions that they face in townships and rural areas. I know more than one youngster developing well, being coached well, and then at age 16 or 17, the home life isn't great, and the young girl falls pregnant.
Hey.
And that's it. Or it's economic decisions. They run well until matric, but because you're coming from a township or a village school, you're unable to get that bursary that will get you into varsity, because varsity is important. The quality of the competition improves, and you've got a safety net for 3 or 4 years where you've got a room, and you've got food, you've got the coach, whoever coaches at the varsity, and you can improve and you can be part of the USA competitions. You can travel to smaller world university games and start to learn how the whole thing works. But many of them don't even get into varsity, which is a combination of lack of funding, but also two, a lack of a good educational foundation where they can't get the symbols required to get a bachelor's pass. So it's a societal issue that I don't think the minister can tackle. And it really is an issue with us,
yeah,
that South Africa needs to change before we can see more and more black girls qualifying and going to the Olympic Games. And the fact that Prudence Sehodisho has gone this time and is likely possibly to get to a final and maybe even get lucky and win a medal tells you, because what she went to She was training at Tux after she finished school, but she was identified in school already, a big group of them, coached by the legendary Michael Seme Brasponge, who coached Casta as well, who coached Stephen Mukoka. He got a good training, and then when she got to the varsity level, got funding, was able to move from Limpopo and train and live in Pretoria, where now she gets excellent coaching from the likes of Samuel Sipping. Remember that those coaches are high-performance coaches.
Yeah.
They are only coaching an athlete who's already at a certain level. Mm. And we don't have enough development coaches who can take these youngsters through the system, because even if you do get lucky and find a coach who can take you through the system, the home life, the society, the community doesn't get behind this young girl, and she is derailed. So I think hopefully the minister can try and do something, but I don't know. I'm not sure that it's within his powers to do so.
Race commentator Musibudi Whitehead. He has finished six Comrades Marathons himself. Talking to me, Jeff Mulay, on Algoa FM.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.